This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1339. Make your vocabulary richer with these unexpected English phrases. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Do you sometimes experience moments of surprise, unexpected twists, or a coincidence? These are all perfect moments to use the phrases we're going to show you today. Listen and take notes.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Awesome. As always, Michelle, I'm excited because actually this is the week that we are going to be at the TESOL conference in Denver. So if any of you guys are teachers of English and you're going to that conference, come and find us at the All Ears English booth. It's going to be super cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Have fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. We'll be doing a presentation there about how teachers can start their own podcasts. And we're going to have some fun games at our booth and just looking forward to meeting a lot of teachers out in the world who are teaching ESL in the classroom. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Good. Yes. All right. Enjoy. Enjoy. So Lindsay, oh gosh, do you remember the other day when I thought I had to stop recording because my computer cord stopped working?
Yeah, I remember. That was awful.
Yeah, that was. I thought I couldn't record, but as it happens, I was able to get my old computer out, and then for some reason, it started to work. So we're good, right?
That's weird, right? Because if we don't know why it started working again, we don't know if it's going to break again.
I know. That's true. Yeah. So as it happened, I got lucky.
As it happened. I see.
Yeah. So sounds good. So, but that's weird. Technology is weird.
Yeah, these things, I don't know, we rely on tech so much, and then all of a sudden, for no reason at all, it'll just stop working one day, you know?
I know, but a piece of tech that we can rely on.
Yes, good segment. What is that, Michelle? What is that piece of tech we can rely on?
I'm going to say it quietly so she doesn't hear me.
Oh, Alexa. Good idea. Yes, Alexa, that lady sitting in the kitchen.
She heard me.
Oh, no. All right. Well, don't say, Alexa, open All Ears English, because if you do that, you will be able to listen to our podcast, guys. And if you're in Japan or the U.S., so in Japan, it's Alexa, All Ears English, wo iraite is what you need to say to get it to play All Ears English in your kitchen in Japan. So guys, go for it. Try it out. We are thinking this year of expanding and building this skill in different countries. So let us know what you think about that idea. Would you like to listen to All Ears English on your Alexa device?
Awesome. Okay. So cool. So cool. I love it.
So cool.
So guys, I was using this phrase as it happens. We're going to talk more about this today because Lindsay, we have a question about this, helpful little phrase.
Yeah. I love this. Did this come from Instagram or where did this question come from?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but okay. It's from Rasta. Rasta0793.
Okay, here we go. Hi, could you please explain how I can use as it happens in my conversation? Thanks a million for your help.
Very cool.
Okay. There you go. Pretty
Thank
direct.
Thank you, Rasta. Nice. Good question. I like how our questions are very succinct and direct these days.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. So guys, we're going to talk about this, but check out the following episodes. This episode we did, we talked about the phrase, wouldn't you know it? And that kind of reminds me of this one. So that's episode 1298. Finally give the word wouldn't the attention it deserves. And what else, Lindsay, can our listeners listen to?
Okay, guys, you can try episode 1244. And the title of that is Looky Here, New Ways to Add Spunk and Sass to Your English. That was a fun one to write the title for. I remember that.
Spunk and Sass. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. So definitely check those out, guys. But what does as it happens mean? I mean, these episodes reminded me of this phrase, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because this one is not as much in my repertoire, but I do hear it and I do know that it's current, it's modern, it's good to use.
Yeah.
It's like saying that something was a surprise, like when you're telling a story and there's an unexpected event that happened. Right?
Right. So for example, I didn't have a ride to school, but as it happens, my friend called me right at that moment to tell me she could pick me up.
Yes. Okay. Or she didn't even think she was pregnant that month, but as it happens, she's having triplets. Oh my gosh. I have a friend that just had twins, actually, a friend of mine from college. She just had twins. And wow, how crazy. Could you imagine triplets?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't imagine twins. I have many sets of twins in my family.
You do? Oh.
I do. And it's always a scary, it's a scary thought. And I have friends who have twins or who are having twins. So, yep. Lots of twins.
Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. Cool.
Yes. I also hear sometimes it just so happens, right? It happens. I also hear like it just so happens. That's another one that I use.
Yeah, that one I use more actually, or yes. I used to at least. And it just so happens. I think that one though is more to talk about like coincidences, like a coincidence. Mm. It just so happens that my friend signed up for the same sushi making class that I signed up for, and I didn't know it until I got there. Right?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, guys, these are great phrases for connection because it attaches a feeling to a fact, right?
Instead of
just saying you were surprised, this is more advanced sounding, right? Like, it's attaching this feeling, this emotion to it.
Yes, I love it. And that's what you guys want to be able to do. You know, at your level, intermediate to advanced, you are ready to put something behind those words, right? Put yourself behind your words. So that's what it's all about.
Definitely. So how else can we say this? So in episode 1244, we did mention this one, but we want to highlight it also again because it's very useful. So it's as it turns out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that. I thought the store was completely sold out of the shoes I wanted, but as it turns out, they had one pair left. And the intonation is important. The pauses where the commas are. Right, Michelle, do you want to say that phrase one more time just to show our listeners the pauses?
Yes. Let's do it. All right. I thought the store was completely sold out of the shoes I wanted, but as it turns out, they had one pair left.
Yeah. So you want to put emphasis there, guys. You want to make pauses in the right places.
What's interesting is now I'm curious on your opinion because would I say as it turns out or as it turned out?
You know, it's interesting. I feel like you could do either.
I think so too.
You know, in spoken English, you know what I mean? As it turned out, maybe if we're going to be grammarians, then maybe you would have to go with the past tense. Yeah. But it's kind of irrelevant because you're telling a story. You're trying to pull the person in, guys. It's not about the past tense or the present tense. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. So that's kind of interesting. Guys, listen for that. I agree with you. It's just something that I noticed. Very interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's cool. I like that. And then there's another one that would get to the same feeling. As a matter of fact. Okay.
So if I said to you, Lindsay, like, you don't happen to have a pen on you, do you?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Very nice.
Yeah. I like that. So these are great. These are great ways to mark surprise, coincidence. Really good stuff. Don't forget, guys, we have an Alexa skill. You can listen to All Ears English on your home device from the US or Japan. Just activate it on your app, then say, Alexa, open All Ears English in the US. Or if you're in Japan, just say, Alexa, All Ears English wo iraite. Thanks for listening, guys.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. Yeah, okay, definitely. I mean, which of these do you think you're most likely to use?
I would say probably It Just So Happens. I guess that's the one that I use the most, but it's just because that's my personal style.
Yeah, I mean, I think I use all of them a little bit. I mean, I think maybe as it turns out, or as a matter of fact, I might also use that too.
Yeah, exactly.
As a matter of fact is a little bit different. Like, I think that's a little bit slightly different than some of these, but it's the same idea.
Yeah. I mean, we could do individual episodes on each one of these because they're all just a little bit different,
right.
But they get to the same idea of noting surprise, coincidence, unexpectedness. So.
Yeah. And the point is that these are all great examples of making our English more rich, more dynamic. You know, they're not big like vocab words. It's not like, here's the vocab word, but they're more casual phrases that they seem small, but they actually can make a big difference, and they can sound very impressive, and they can really bring about connection.
Oh, for sure. No doubt at all. So we have a role play for our listeners, right, Michelle? What's happening here?
Let's do it. So I have a shoe store and you are shopping at my shoe store.
Oh, no. That reminds me. I do have to go shoe shopping tomorrow. Oh, gosh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm going to Boston to go to a wedding next weekend. And I have a dress, but I don't have shoes. And I hate shoe shopping.
I hate shoe shopping, Lindsay. I am so there with you.
It's going to be awful. Hopefully, it'll be as painless as possible. I can find something quickly and get out of there.
I don't know why. Like, I get very tense. In a shoe
Only
store because I have a hard time.
Not normal stores, just shoe stores? Is there something triggering?
Shoe stores. It's because... Is there something triggering? Well, when I was a little girl, a shoe came... No, that's funny. No, my it's because I have a really hard time finding comfortable shoes.
Okay.
So yes, I'll see all these shoes and I'll be like, oh, that looks so pretty. But I know just from looking at a shoe if I will be able to wear it.
And you have like wider feet? Are your feet
wide?
Yeah,
like in the front. Like I can't wear like, you know, very tight closed toe shoes. Like I need like, I don't know. I'm not comfortable in it. I could, but then like my toes will be squished and I just hate that feeling and I'm not willing to compromise on comfort. And so I'll go around the shoe store and I'm like, that's cute. I can't wear it. Cute. Can't wear it.
Oh God. Yeah. Very triggering. Absolutely. I mean, the sad fact is as far as fancy shoes, the majority are uncomfortable in terms of women's shoes. It's really sad. Sometimes it's like, I wish I could just wear guys' shoes because they look so comfortable and they're so straightforward. Forward, but women's shoes with heels and tight toes it's awful.
No, I can't. My mom used to have to like beg me to go shoe shopping like this, like when I was a kid, because I even like hated it then. And so she used to actually like be like, oh, come on, like you need new shoes, because I would just wear shoes until they just totally died. So she would say, you need new shoes, whatever. But yeah, anyway, so let's get into this role play. So here we go.
Okay. Do you have these in a size 8?
I'm so sorry. We don't. Let me see if our other store has it. As a matter of fact, they do have a pair.
Yeah, but they're an hour away.
I know. It's tough. As it happens, we have a team member who is on her way to make a delivery. They can be here in 2 hours.
As it turns out, I think I'll try in that other pair instead.
You sure?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, so let's go through this role play and see what happened here. So this is interesting. Oh, it's interesting because the first time you used as a matter of fact, you said, I'm so sorry, we don't. Let me see if our other store has it. And then you're looking into your computer or something. And then you said, as a matter of fact, they do have a pair.
Right.
So it's like you're indicating that you're surprised or you're sharing news. It's like sharing news.
Right. Right. Exactly. And then I said, and then I said again, as it happens, we have a team member who is on her way to make a delivery.
Yeah. And so there you're kind of indicating a coincidence, right? Yeah. And then as it turns out, and then I think I'll try on that other pair instead. So I'm saying, actually,
you're sick of the whole thing.
Yeah, I've changed my mind. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, this is good. Guys, so, I mean, you know, the overarching thing here is these are ways, as Michelle said earlier, to make your English richer and to put something behind the idea of a coincidence, a surprise, sharing news, right? These are dynamic phrases.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. These are really good. I mean, I think that it's this idea of, like, they're not like the jazzy phrases, right? It's not like it doesn't sound like a lot of fun to use these phrases.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're kind of just basic, as it happens, as it turns out. Right.
Yeah.
They can sound like a little boring, but they actually aren't. They're useful and they're great ways to express yourself when it comes to saying a fact is a bit surprising. So you should definitely try these.
Yeah, that's a good point, Michelle. We don't always need to have zippy words, right, to make the phrase interesting. It's about the delivery, it's about the timing, and it's about the usage of that phrase, guys. So go for it. Give it a try. Notice them in the world and just insert them when you feel like it's right. And Michelle, what should we remind our listeners about one more time? That lovely lady in the kitchen?
She is in the kitchen. How did you know?
Well, she's in my kitchen. I don't know. Actually, in my living room, too. So
we had to move her because she was a hazard for the baby. So now she's on top of the fridge. I'll just say your name loud and proud. Alexa, that's what we're talking about. Hey, girl.
I think my Alexa may have heard you through my earphones just now.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I had a video earlier where I was taking a video of my son, and I was asking Alexa to play a song. And I was showing Dan the video, and I said, like, Alexa, play blah, 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 blah. And it actually started just from the video.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Yeah, she listens well. Better and better every day. She's learning. It's scary. But the cool thing is, guys, you can listen to All Ears English on Alexa, right? If you're in the U.S., just say, Alexa, open All Ears English. If you're in Japan, say, All Ears English, wo iraite. And she should open our Alexa skill. Guys, let us know if you want Alexa in your country, All Ears English. Well, if you want All Ears English on your Alexa in your country. Okay? Very cool. Cool new way to listen to the show. Yeah.
Definitely. Oh my gosh, so much fun. So guys, this was a lot of fun today, and thanks for the question to our listener. And yeah, guys, try these out today.
All right, Michelle, talk to you soon. Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.